So Merry Christmas Eve, Eve. Don't you love that we get to stretch out the holiday? I love that. I mean, I'm actually enjoying having Christmas Eve today because then it just feels like a longer holiday, which is the best. It's the best. And then tomorrow, you know, if you really are missing the whole Christmas Eve service, I'm sure you can find one in the area that will be fantastic. I'm going to be in South Carolina with my mom and dad. So that's really not why we did it, but it just worked out that way. Actually, I planned it after we decided as elders not to have Christmas Eve service tomorrow, but to have it today instead. So, yeah. So I'm going to have a great time, and I know you're going to have a great time. Spend time with your family, seriously. When we sang the song, Silent Night, I felt like there are people in the room who were like, oh, what I would give for a silent night. If that's you, you are the master of your calendar. Our overseer, Richard, actually told me that one time. I was kind of saying, oh, Richard, I'm so slammed at this and this and this. He goes, Sandra, he usually calls me Sandra. Sandra, you are the master of your calendar. I'm like, stop it, right? But that's both freeing. That's a freeing thing to think about. And it's also a little bit like, oh, I'm in charge. Oh, okay. So carve out 1 hour of silent night. 1 hour. Between now and Christmas Day, carve out 1 hour for your family to have 1 hour of silent night. You can look however you want it to look, but find a way to make it silent. So I just want to give a big thank you to Stephanie and Linda. Where are they? Here's Stephanie. Linda might not be in here right now. For helping us organize the Manna food truck last week. Wasn't that awesome? So much fun. You never know what's going to happen at Oak River. I'm just saying. I had a request this morning already. Can you bring the popsicle truck back? Yes, we will bring the popsicle truck back. But last week we had Manna food truck come in. It was really such a miracle the way it all worked out. Stephanie called like 30 different food trucks to find one that would come out for us. I'm not exaggerating. Nobody would either return her call, or if they did, it took 3 weeks, or they would say, no, we can't come out that day. And then we weren't looking for a Christian food truck. I mean, we were just looking for a food truck, you know. We love to bless the area in whatever way we can, and we don't limit ourselves in that way. But we found this one, and we just love their mission to help Oak River, to help homeless people. I don't know how much you read of their mission, but it's really encouraging. They started this food truck in order for the purpose of blessing homeless people with food, hot food. And so we just loved sowing into them, and they provided some awesome food. I had the Jamaican jerk pork. Anybody else have that? Woo! It was so good. So I heard good things about everything. But I did want to say thank you to Stephanie and Linda for all their work in making that happen. And kids, because it's Christmas Eve service, I have a surprise for you. And it's not candy. You do get candy after the service, candy canes. But I have a different surprise today. Ooh, what could it be? Ooh, what could it be? What did he say? No. It's not a sword, first of all. It's not a sword, right? You can use it as that, but if you do, it won't work the way it's intended to work, which is, yeah! Or if you don't like that one, you can do this one. Or if you don't like that one, you can do this one. Right? Isn't that fun? And if you don't overuse the battery between now and New Year's, this will be so fun to have on New Year's. So kids, come up and get a light wand. And the button is on the bottom right here. You can have this one. There you go. Isaac, take one for your sister, okay, since she's at home sick. Yep. And here's the thing, okay? During the message, Every time I say the word mystery, I want you to wave your light wand at me, okay? Every time I say the word mystery, because today we're talking about peace and how to find peace even in mystery. Did you hear the word? Wave your light wand. Okay, we really need some light wands over here, okay? Because I'm feeling like there's a whole lot over here and there's a couple here, but we really need some over here. So kids at heart. Yeah. Oh, Rich wants one. Okay. I know Judy wants, yeah. Davidson girls need one.
I'll take one for Scarlett.
Take one for Scarlett. Thank you. Over here. Yeah, there we go.
We need one.
Oh, need one here if there's enough left over. Okay. These are the busted ones, so I had to separate those out. I mean, if you order 48 and you only get 5 that don't work, that's like miraculous, right? So it's good. It's all good. There's a whole lot of kids over here, I'm just saying. A whole lot of kids. So how do you find peace in the middle of mystery? Mystery, mystery. How do you, now that's so much better. Yay, somebody needs to get up here and get a picture. Jeff, can you come up and take a picture at some point when they wave their wands? Or we can stage it. Do you mind? Yeah, come up here, because I need to capture this in my memory. I love it so much. It makes me so happy to see them all waving. You can't even believe. I'm like a kid. I'm really like a little kid sometimes. Okay, so when you're ready, I'm going to say the word, and they're going to wave their wands. Ready? Are you guys ready? How can we find peace in mystery? That is awesome. Thank you. Yeah. All right. Well, the Christmas story teaches us this, that there are many ways that there are things that happen in the Christmas story that create mystery. They create mystery. The first thing I want to look at, way to go. The first thing I want to look at is found in Luke 1, 28 through 30. It says this, Gabriel appeared to her. Who's her?
Mary.
Awesome. It was Mary, and he said, greetings, favored woman, the Lord is with you. Now we're going to pause there for a moment because I looked up the word favored, and here's what I found. You have been made beautiful and acceptable. Now notice that it doesn't mean you have made yourself beautiful and acceptable. It means you have been made beautiful and acceptable. Listen, I have great respect for Mary. I think in the Protestant church, like Dave, I think, said one time, we don't give Mary enough cred. You know, we really don't. But I think we have to be careful in assuming that it was something that Mary did that made her beautiful and acceptable, because it was God who made her beautiful and acceptable. I call that the mystery. Yes, you guys are on it. The mystery of favor. The mystery of favor. And then not only does it say you have been made beautiful and acceptable, it says God is with you. God is with you. Now, I don't know about you, but that sounds like good news to me. You have been made beautiful and God is with you. Okay? And you'd think she'd be going, woo, 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 right? No. Next verse says, confused and disturbed. Mary tried to think, what could the angel mean? I looked up that word confused. It sounds, pretty rough. You know what it means? Churned up in the mind. Have you ever gotten some news that churned up in your mind? That's not good. I found myself going, wait, an angel, hello, that alone, an angel appears to you? That's pretty amazing. An angel comes to you and says, you have been made beautiful and acceptable, and God is with you. Why would that cause her to churn in her mind? I don't know why, but it happens to most of us. When God says, I love you with an everlasting love. You are perfect to me. You don't have to do anything to get my attention. We get confused and churned up in our mind. Oh, that is the mystery of favor. That's the mystery of favor. You guys are good. The word wondered that she says, wondered, it means she tried to reason it out. Yeah. Have you ever done that? I have. I have tried to reason out, why would God call me perfect? I'm a mess. Why? That is quite the mystery. Yeah, some of you are still with me. The mystery of favor. Ah. But then the angel doesn't stop there. In the next verse, we see this. Don't be afraid, Mary, the angel told her, for you have found favor, there's that word again, with God. And this time, the word doesn't mean you have been made beautiful and acceptable. It means God is being kind and affectionate towards you. It's like this. Isaac, would you be willing to help me? Okay, come up here. Here's the visual picture of it. Okay, stand right up here. Isaac is God. I am not. Okay. Isaac, I want you just to lean your body in towards me. Like you want to get closer. Yeah, okay? That's what favor means. God leaning in towards Mary. Here's the problem. Does anyone else like me have a big bubble? Like when someone gets too close, what do? You go, I have a big bubble. And if you start getting all up in my face, I'm like, I love you, but I want to love you a little further back. Okay? Thank you, Isaac. That was awesome. God leaned in towards Mary. Most of us, when God leans in towards us, we have one of two responses. We either back up, okay, not comfortable. Some of us back way up. We go in the next county, right? We go as far away as we can because we just don't know what to do with God leaning in towards us. Some of us, we go, oh, God wants to get close to me, so I'm going to get my act together so it's safe for him to be close to me. And I'm going to work really hard to make it okay for God to be near me. Neither is a good response to the mystery, yeah, of favor. The mystery of favor. Wow. The second mystery I want to talk about is the mystery of how. The mystery of how. Yeah, you guys thought, yeah, I know. I'm messing with you. Luke 1, 34 and 35 says this. Mary asked the angel, how can this happen? I'm a virgin. How can I have a baby? Right? Don't confuse that word how with this is not possible. That's what Zechariah said. No, that's not what it means. This how actually means, can you give me some more details, please? Because I'm confused. How many of you ever asked God that question? Yeah. I was telling Carly Friday night. So I prepared this message. I sent it out on Wednesday as normal to our tech team, which does such a great job. And then Friday, I found myself in a situation where I was saying, God, how is this going to happen? How? Just can you give me some more details, God? And then I literally didn't think about my message until after I said, can you tell me how? And then I went, oh, God, you are funny. You are playing a joke on me. Probably many times in our lives, we will find ourselves going, how? Don't you think Mary asked that question more than once in her life? Don't you think when she found herself giving birth in a cave to a king, she was like, how again is this going to go down? What about when she saw people reject her son? You can reject me all day long, but you reject my kids, and that's a different thing, right? How about when she saw her son on the cross? Don't you think she was like, how? 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 The mystery of how. In the next verse, it says, the angel replied, the Holy Spirit will come upon you and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. I don't know about you, but when I hear that, I go, oh, it all makes sense now. Yeah. Not much. What? Come again? That's not the kind of detail I was hoping for. I was kind of hoping for a little clearer understanding than the Holy Spirit will come upon you and be overshadowed by the Most High. Like, that sounds great. Upon means rest on. The Holy Spirit will rest on you. It doesn't mean, come on, get some stuff done so you can, no. It means the Holy Spirit's going to rest on you, and God's going to get so close to you that you're literally going to be in his shadow. I'm sure Mary wasn't like, oh, now I understand. I don't think so. The mystery of how. Yeah, the mystery of how. The mystery of how. Number three, how should we respond to the mysteries? How should we respond? What is my response to God leaning in? What is my response to God giving me a promise that something amazing is about to happen? What is my response? I love Mary's response so much. Luke 1:38 in the Good News translation, because I just love the way it says it in that translation. I am the Lord's servant, said Mary. I am the Lord's servant. May it happen to me as you have said. What if when God leans in, point A, we just embrace the relationship offered. You see, the most Mary could hope for at that point was being a servant. It reminds me of the verse in Psalms where David said, I would rather be a doorkeeper in the temple of God than not be part of it, right? Better is one day in your courts than 1,000 elsewhere. That's what I feel like Mary is saying there. I am your servant. I am your servant. Embrace the relationship offered. Next, our response to this mystery of favor and of how is let go of the how. Let go of the how. Now, this is coming from someone who loves the how. My personality, by nature, I'm a person who really likes to know not only point A, but point B and point C and point D and point E before I move from point A to point B. Right? Jalen knows. She and I are middle children and we have this thing. Right? I just really find peace in the how. But there are times, Friday was one of those, where God says, you know what? I just want you to trust me without knowing the how. I just want you to trust me. Because it would blow your mind anyway. The how would make you more confused than when you started. I think it's C.S. Lewis, but I might be wrong on that because I didn't plan to say this. I think it was him, though, who said something like, God explaining all of the hows to us would be like you and I going to the sea and picking up a snail and having a full discourse to the snail about the ebb and flow of the tide. Would the snail get it? Probably not. But he enjoys the ebb and flow. Right? And I think there are times in our lives when we feel like it's more mystery. Ooh, you guys are still paying attention. Except this whole group. Oh, there we go. There we go. Mystery. Where he wants us to release the how into his care. The last point is place confidence in the one making the promise. Don't place your confidence in the outcome. If Mary had done that, she would have been one incredibly bitter and angry woman. Watching your son be born in a cave, and then watching him go through life, and then watching the crucifixion, she could not put her confidence in an outcome. She had to put her confidence in the one making the promise. It's a lot different. It's a lot different. Many of us, we get locked up in that. And we're like, okay, God, if you are who you say you are, then this should happen this way. And God says, do you trust me or do you trust the outcome? I believe in my heart today there are people in this room right now. You have gone to church more than once. You might have even come here for years. But you have never responded to the leaning in of God towards you. You've always either moved back or you've tried to work to earn it. And God is leaning in towards you right now in this moment. And he's saying, I have a Christmas gift for you. I have a Christmas gift for you. I am leaning in. I am calling you beautiful. I am telling you, you have been made acceptable. I'm going to celebrate with my sons this afternoon, Christmas. I would be so hurt if after they opened all their gifts, they rushed out the door and said, okay, Mom, we're going to go work so we can pay you back for those gifts. Because it's not about the gifts. For me, it's about the time. I love giving them gifts. I love blessing them. But it's about the time I get with them. And it would be an insult to me if they thought they had to pay me back. It would be ridiculous, too. Because I know how broke they are. I see their accounts. You know, some of us, we need to take a look at our accounts and we need to recognize that there is no way we could begin to pay God back. But instead of moving back when he leans in, just be still and receive, accept what he's offering. So if that's you, you go, Sandy, I hear you, and my heart is responding to something you're saying, and it's not, understand this, it's not because of what I'm saying, it's because of the Spirit that lives in you is responding. And you say, I recognize in this moment that every time God leans in, I pull back. Every time God leans in, I try to do something more for him. If that's you, with our eyes open, not with our heads bowed and our eyes closed, with our eyes open, I just want you to be brave and stand up and say, I am not moving. I want to receive whatever God has for me when he leans in. If that's you, stand up. I know there's some people. I know. There's more than two. And listen, don't worry about what people think. Doesn't mean you're not saved. Hear me. It means you're getting a new understanding of the goodness of God. We're on a perpetual discovery of his goodness and kindness. And God is saying, I'm leaning in. You have been made beautiful. You have been made acceptable to me. What's your job? I am the Lord's servant. May it be to me according to your word. That's it. That's it. I am the Lord's daughter. I am the Lord's son. May it be to me according to your word. God, I thank you for every single person who stood up today. I thank you that you are leaning in your kindness, in your mercy, in your powerful grace. You are leaning in. And you are saying, you have been made beautiful. You have been made acceptable. I want to be with you. And so, God, I thank you for every person who's standing, who's saying, I am your daughter. I am your son. May it be to me according to your word. We celebrate your gifts at Christmas time. We celebrate your gifts, God. And let us just celebrate well this season, I pray. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Amen. Amen. Woo! Amen. You can be seated. Yeah. Yeah. There's a song that I posted on Dave Walker's Facebook page this week by Lauren Daigle called Losing My Religion. If you haven't seen that, look it up. It's very good. It's on YouTube. Losing My Religion. Because I think in churches, we need to lose our religion every single day. What is religion? Working to find your way closer to God? No. God is leaning in. Just lean in towards him. That's it. Don't back up. Don't work. Just lean in towards him. That's it. Merry, merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. The God of the universe is leaning in towards you. Merry Christmas. Ooh, if that doesn't bring peace, I don't know what will. Peace on earth, right now, today. Peace on earth. Thank you for coming today. I pray a blessing over your holidays. I pray that there will be silent moments that you can enjoy God's leaning in towards you. And I pray that there will be loud, joyful moments too, of laughter and chaos in the best way. There's nothing like the chaos of kids opening gifts and yelling and excitement. There's nothing like that. I pray that kind of moment too, those kinds of moments in your holidays. And if you are alone for the holiday, find someone to be with. Really, really. How many of you are going to be in town and you would welcome another person at your table? Raise your hand. Okay, look around, look around, look around, look around. If you're going to be alone, look around at one of these hands and after church, go to them. Keep your hands raised for a moment. Go to them and say, can I be with you for the holiday? Really, sometimes you got to step way out of your comfort zone and just be with something and just say, can I be with you? I did it all the time with the Gilmores. Can I come over? It's a holiday. Can I come over? I don't want to be by myself, right? So I encourage you to do that and have a great week. Enjoy your light ones, kids and other people. And Merry Christmas. Next week, I did forget to say this next week. Dave is going, I didn't write it down either. There it is, peace on earth. Dave's going to be preaching peaceable kingdom. Peaceable kingdom. Merry Christmas. Love you guys.